Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Text 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tata Pradushkritam Teja. Prajantam sarvato disham panapadam abhipraksha vishnum vichishnur uvacha. Thereupon a glaring light spread in all directions. It was so fierce that Arjuna thought his own life in danger, and so he began to address Lord Sri Krishna. Arjuna uvacha, Krishna Krishna Mahabaho Vaktanam Abhayankara Vameko Dayamananam Apavargo Sisam Svite. Arjuna said, O my Lord Sri Krishna, you are the Almighty Personality of Godhead. There is no limit to your different energies. Therefore, only you are competent to instill fearlessness in the hearts of your devotees. Everyone in the flames of material miseries can find the path of liberation in you only. Arjuna was aware of the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna, as he already experienced them during the Kurukshetra War, in which both of them were present. Therefore, Arjuna's version of Lord Krishna is authoritative. Krishna is almighty and especially the cause of fearlessness for the devotees. The devotee of the Lord is always fearless because of the protection given by the Lord. Material existence is something like a blazing fire in the forest, which can be extinguished by the mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. The spiritual master is the mercy representative of the Lord. Therefore, a person burning in the flames of material existence may receive the rains of mercy of the Lord through the transparent medium of the self-realized spiritual master. The spiritual master, by his words, can penetrate into the heart of the suffering person and inject knowledge transcendental, which alone can extinguish the fire of material existence. Om Gyana Timarandasya Gyanam jena shalakaya saksur unmulukam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam tapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam panchakalpa tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. So, greetings from the Bhakti Center. Amazing. It's a real happening place. I gave my class yesterday. I'm still getting 35 people seriously studying. And at the end of class, when I asked them to discuss among themselves what they got from the class and then went around and heard what they were discussing, everyone could so beautifully conceptualize and express something in the class that they learned. So I was pretty happy. And there's this kids' karate class that's rented downstairs. It's just packed with parents and kids. And then it looked like there was 200 people in the building. for a wedding of children of Prabhupada disciples, Shakti or Hari Priya, and Bhishma. He's the son of Bhakti Das, and not just devotees. You know, they even had the white wedding on the roof in the evening, and it's Vedic ceremony, just packed with people. And as they're singing, they're also seeing there's spiritual activities going on. There's kirtans. It's pretty enlivening. And today I'll have my second Sadhu Sunday program at Yoga Maya. We're looking forward to that. Also, and then next Saturday in the morning is Lord Nisringa's appearance day. And I'll speak there in the morning. Anyway, this is Arjuna. This is after the Bhagavad Gita, so he heard the Bhagavad Gita, so he understands Krishna, and he surrendered to Krishna. And he feels Krishna's shelter. And that's what surrender means. Yesterday we were talking about the verses, Tasmad Gurum Papadyate Jagas. Jagasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Pare Chinisna Tam. I forgot the rest of it, but therefore we should accept the Guru and the qualities of the Guru. He's fixed in Shastra, he's conversed in Shastra, he's fixed in chanting and hearing about Krishna. We should accept the Guru. And it's tasmad, but tasmad comes after yasmad. Because of this, therefore this. So why surrender the Guru? It describes the futility of material existence. And this is a very important point about the futility of material existence. It means it's not our goal, because it will not be Shreya Uttama. It won't be the best thing. It's not happiness. Why should it? It's not our goal. We may seek comforts and pleasures to help attain our goal by making us peaceful, but it's not our goal. And people are on that path. It's just a futile path. It's just a futile path. And you'll be frustrated if that's your goal. Because either you won't have it and you'll be hankering for it, or you'll have it and you'll find out it won't be satisfying, and I'm not sure which is best. So, when you want the Shreyas Uttamam, the topmost thing, the real happiness, which is love of Godhead, then one must surrender. And surrendering and taking shelter means to some person that we are confident not only has our best interest in mind, but knows our best interest in life. And Arjuna definitely has that relationship with Krishna. He definitely has that relationship with Krishna. And he's confident in that relationship. He's confident that he actually has shelter, complete protection, because he's taken shelter of God. And God is great and God is good. If he's not great, he can't help you. And if he's not good, he won't want to help you. But God is good. God is great. And that's your shelter. And when Sharanagata, when you surrender to God, that's what you experience. That's what you actually experience. You may not experience it at the time because we're so conditioned to think that our ultimate good is some satisfaction of the ego or the senses. But it's something more and it's something higher. So we'll see how the situations in life actually bring us to that. Therefore, Arjuna is taking shelter of Krishna as Mahabaho, you're the Almighty, Bhaktanam, Abhoyankara, you have created the fears of your devotees. From Eka, you alone, Dayamananam, for those who are suffering, Upavargo, you give the path to liberation. In the midst of material miseries. So he's having that faith. And I will be protected. That's one of the symptoms of Saranagati. One of the symptoms of one who has accepted shelter of Krishna is the complete confidence that whatever happens to me is best. Because it's ultimately Krishna's the controller. And then whatever he does is best. And this is a real firm confidence that actually comes into the heart. And that confidence comes into the heart by our experience in the world, by following the words of the spiritual master who represents the will of Krishna. And that words can relieve our suffering because it'll give us the perspective. Enjoyment and suffering is a perspective, so it'll give us a perspective that will take us beyond suffering. We see one person has a condition, one person has another condition. One person's happy, one person's sad. What is the difference? The difference is their perspective. And the perspective comes from teachings by people whom we trust who actually converse it in spiritual knowledge that can convey that conviction and trust to ourselves. Tvamadya purusha sakshad ishvara prakrite para mayam vyudasya chitchakya kaivalye stita atmani. You are the original personality of Godhead who expands himself all over the creations and is transcendental to material energy. You've cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You're always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. So by the chit-shakti, the internal potency, then the effects of the material energy go. So when you surrender to Krishna, Dai Diye Shagunamayi, Mama Maya Dharatiya, Mameviye Papajente Mayametatam. When you surrender to Krishna, you come to the shelter of the internal potency. Bhakti means Anukuyena Krishna Anu Shilanam Bhakta Bhutanam. Its activities, Anu Krishna Anu, Krishna, Anu, Krishna, it follows Krishna. So it's connected to Krishna. And it's connected to Krishna through his representative. And when you surrender to that will, then your heart becomes touched by the internal potency. And the internal potency energizes our consciousness to actually see reality. Material energy exists or affects us due to our consciousness. When we want to be the enjoyer, Krishna has to put us in the illusion that we are, which gives us the wrong perspective, the wrong vision, the illusion that God's energy is ours. The Prabhupada said, sense gratification causes maya. It's our desire not to want to be a devotee that covers us from the potency and energy and vision of God as that controller. So the internal potency, the potency of love of God, when you love God, you can see God, and you'll also see the world, because that's God's energy. If you don't love anyone, you won't see them. And if you envy them, you really won't see them. Because what a person is more than his form, more than his intelligence, and more than his mind. What a person is his heart, his love. As a parent, as a child, as a lover, as a friend. So when one has that relationship with God, he actually sees God, and he actually sees God's energy. But what is that relationship? It comes from contact with God's, or Krishna's internal potency. Lord states in the Bhagavad Gita purport that one who surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord can get released from the clutches of nations. Yes, because the illusory energy is only following our desire to not be a devotee, to not be what we are. So when you desire to be what you are, then God will take away the illusory potency that makes you think that you're something different than you are. Makes you think you're the controller or enjoyer. Krishna is just like the sun, and maya or material existence is just like the darkness. Wherever there is the light of the sun, darkness or ignorance at one vanquishes. The best means to get out of the world of ignorance is suggested here. The Lord is addressed herein as the original personality of Godhead. From him, all of the personalities of Godhead expand. He says, you are the original personality of Godhead. And you expand. The all-pervasive Lord Vishnu is Lord Krishna's plenary portion or expansion. The Lord expands himself in innumerable forms of Godhead and living beings along with his different energies. But Sri Krishna is the original primeval Lord from whom everything emanates. The all-pervasive feature of the Lord, experienced within the manifested world, is also a partial manifestation of the Lord. Paramatma, therefore, is included within him. He is the absolute personality of God, and he has nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material manifestation, because he's far above the material creation. Darkness is a perversive representation of the sun, and therefore the existence of darkness depends on the existence of the sun. But in the sun proper, there is no trace of darkness. So this is just the point that just being reiterated. He's praying to Krishna, Arjuna. He's praying to Krishna, who is above Maya. Maya is the absence of Krishna. Darkness is the absence of Krishna. Or the perception of the absence of Krishna. The all pervasive feature of the Lord experienced within the material world is a partial manifest. Okay. As the sun is full of light only, similarly, the absolute personality of Godhead beyond the material existence is full of bliss. He is not only full of bliss, but also full of transcendental variegatedness. Transcendence is not at all static, but full of dynamic variegatedness. He is distinct from material nature, which is complicated by the three modes of nature. He is Parama of the chief, therefore he is the absolute. So here it is, God is beyond this material world. But being beyond this material world doesn't mean that it's a negation of the material world and everything else in the material world. It's not a negation of the material world. In the sense that the material world has form and distinction, and therefore the spiritual world must be bereft of form and distinction. It's the opposite of the material world in another way. It's the difference between poor and rich. The opposite of poor is not no money. The opposite of poor is, you know, money. So the opposite of form and distinction is not no form and distinction. It's full form and distinction. It's spiritual form and distinction. So here, the purport, Prabhupada is making that clear point that although the spiritual energy dissipates, negates the material energy, is transcendent. And one who gets that spirit of devotion casts away all the effects by dint of the internal potency, the chit shakti. The conclusion is not that God lacks potency. It's just when you're entrenched in the material world, you have no frame of reference to understand the spiritual realm. Only that it's not the material realm. And therefore, Prabhupada gives the story of the man who goes to an island. The man lives on an island where they have all the taste of pungent, sour, hot, salty, bitter, but they don't have sweet. So when the man leaves the island and he tastes what's sweet and goes back to the island, he has no frame of reference to describe it. He can only describe it as it's not butter, but bitter, it's not pungent, it's not sweet, it's not sour, it's not salty. No matter how many times they say give a description, they don't have the frame of reference for it. So you can only describe it in the negative terms. So similarly, the tendency is for people who don't have spiritual experience or are not connected with someone who does to only describe the material world, the spiritual world, as not being the material world. and therefore it becomes negated. In their description. He is distinct from the material nature, which is complicated by the three modes of nature. He is Parama or the chief. Therefore, he is absolute. He has manifold energies, and through his diverse energy, he creates, manifests, maintains, and destroys the material world. In his own abode, however, everything is eternal and absolute. The world is not conducted by the energies or powerful agents by themselves, but the potent, all-powerful with all energies. Next verse. And yet, though you are beyond the purview of the material energy, you execute the four principles of liberation characterized by religion and so on for the ultimate good of the conditioned souls. So what does this mean? Does this mean that when Krishna comes, he executes dharma, artha, kama, and moksha? But here it says the four principles of dharma. It says dharma adi, dharma, and so on. The prophet said the four principles of liberation. Well, let's read the purport. Maybe it will reveal. So basically, it says, although Krishna is beyond the purview of the material energy, he's not affected by it. He comes within the world to exhibit his pastimes. Ajosi, Ajopi, son of Yatma, Bhutanam, Vishro, Pasam, Prakritam, Swam, Ishtayat, Sambhavat, Yatma, Maya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, still I appear in every millennium. See, people have a difficult time sometimes understanding God and his lila and his pastimes because they ascribe to it their experience of those form and activities. But what's really different is the experience. And one performs activities at a different platform, not by the law of karma. Therefore, it just as Krishna reciprocates with love, that's the main feature of Krishna, that he reciprocates with love. But it doesn't mean he's bound in material relationships as we are. Let's see what the purport said. The personality of God and Sri Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, descends on the manifested world without being influenced by the material modes of nature. Is he eternally beyond the material manifestations? He descends out of his causeless mercy only to reclaim the fallen souls who are captivated by the illusory energy. They are attacked by the material energy and they want to enjoy her under false pretext, although in essence the living entity is unable to enjoy. One is eternally the servitor of the Lord. And when he forgets this position, he thinks of enjoying the material world, but factually, he is an illusion. The Lord descends to eradicate this false sense of enjoyment and thus reclaim the conditioned souls back to Godhead. That is the all-merciful nature of the Lord for the fallen souls. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. There's a hetu, there's a cause. And it says Krishna comes patita pavana to deliver the most fallen. I mean, there's classic examples. The head of the prison, they go in the prison house. They may lock the bars behind them, you know, as he comes in. But that doesn't mean he's incarcerated. He's there for a purpose. The material world is Durga. It's a place that's difficult to go. It's a prison house. And it's part of the government of God. And he can enter it without being affected by it. It's like the warden is not affected by it. He's in the prison, but he's not affected. He's not under those laws. It's his volition, where everyone else in the material world is subjected to its laws. God is not subjected to the laws of the material nature. He moves, even in the material world, according to his own will and his own desires. And he's coming here to Pritanaya Sadhanam Vanashayacha Duskritam. He's coming to deliver the sadhus and annihilate the miscreants. So he has a hetu, he has a cause. But the cause is his own internal potency, it's his own will. It's not, the cause is not something that's enforced upon it. Thus you descend as an incarnation to remove the burden of the world, to benefit your friends, especially those who are your exclusive devotees and are wrapped in meditation upon you. It appears that the Lord is partial to the devotees. Everyone is related to the Lord. He is equal to everyone, and yet he is more inclined to his own men and devotees. The Lord is everyone's father. No one can be his father, and yet no one can be his son. His devotees are his kinsmen, and his devotees are his relations. This is his transcendental pastime. It has nothing to do with the mundane ideas of relations, fatherhood, or anything like that. As mentioned above, the Lord is above the modes of material nature, and thus there is nothing mundane that is kinsmen, a relationship in devotional service. Yes, he comes to benefit the people who have devotion. And Prabhupada makes this point here, but it's really elaborately discussed in the commentary to Samaham Sarva Bhute Shu Name Bhakta Nanashati. Pritanaya Sadhanam Vanishyata Diskitam Mamas. Pritanaya Sadhanam Vanishyata Diskitam. He comes to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. So when he comes with, by the force of love. He comes by love. God is controlled by love. That is his opulence. I make this point many, many times. If someone is not controlled by love, then he's an impersonalist. He's hard-hearted. If God is love, he must be controlled by love. And therefore, when he relates with his relatives, with his mother, with his friends, and he's expressing a certain love to them and a certain care for them. It's not a defect. It's an opulence to respond in love, to respond in responsibility, to respond where someone is in taking shelter. That's the nature of love. That's a good quality, to be controlled by love. So, Arjuna is praying. You've come to benefit your friends, but there's nothing wrong with that. That's the nature of personhood, that we reciprocate in love. That's not even, that's normal. That's not weakness. Okay, I'm going to stop here for today because I give so many classes sometimes. Does anybody like to have any questions? Anyone like to say hello or ask a question? Who's that? Someone say hello on those who are listening to the class.
Hi, Krishna.
Who's that?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Stradanjali calling. Oh, we're saying hi.
Oh.
Hi, Krishna.
Oh, hi, Krishna. Hari Bhav.
Please accept our humble obeisances.
Nice to hear from you. Yeah.
Always wonderful to hear you.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Nikki and Tampak. Nikki and Tampak.
I can't hear you, Rishu.
Maharaj, it's Nikki and Tampak.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew you'd find a way to get on. Good. Okay. Hare Krishna. All right. I'm going to have to get ready for everything else. Thank you all for being on. Hare Krishna.
Hare